Good afternoon. This is Harold Franklin, pastor of New Creation Christian Center. We're located at 7728 Rainier Avenue South. We have services on Saturday at 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Please come out and join us. You'll be encouraged by the Word of God. You'll be stirred by the presence of God, and you'll witness the power of God in your life. So we look forward to seeing you in the future real soon. God bless you.
So much for this time, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to hear your word, Lord God. We ask that you open all of our ears, Lord God, and our hearts to receive the word that you have for us, Lord God, and that we would take it in and we apply it to our life, but we would share it with someone else through this week, Lord God. We thank you right now, God. We ask that also that you would help me, my flesh to die, Lord God, and the spirit man in me to rise, Lord God, and that you would speak through me and say all that you want to say. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So tonight's topic is time to take off your mask. And God began to show me different things where a lot of us being saved, we wear a mask. And even just us in humans, we put on a mask. And earlier while I was praying, God gave me a poem. I was listening to some music and he said, just go ahead and freestyle, just say what's on your heart. And I began to, poem began to formulate. And he said, okay, now go ahead and put it on paper. So I'm going to read this poem. I'm not really a poet. I used to write a little bit, but this is just what God gave me today. And it says, the mask must come off. These masks that I wear, even when I stare, I don't even care. I put a mask on of guilt and shame. I put on a mask that helps me not even know my name. I put on a mask to where I can't see who God has called me to be. I put on a mask that I wear at work and at home. I put on a mask to where I even feel all alone. I put on a mask to where I feel like I'm holding back and it's covering me up and covering up my insecurities. I put on a mask to where I feel like it's my security. I put on a mask to where I feel like I'm breathing, I'm moving, I'm living. I put on a mask to where I feel like it's helping me get free. But simply, it's holding me back from all God wants me to be. I put on a mask so that it's really helping me. But really, it's abusing me, it's accusing me, and most of all, it's hurting me. I put on a mask. And God said, the mask that you have is a mask that I want you to have no more. But I want you just to be me and to be free and to climb to all that God has me to be. You say, who is this that God wants me to be? He created me to have integrity, to be free, to live beautifully. He knows that I am picked, I am chosen, and I am called. And for that, that's something right now I can't see. God wants me to be a woman after his own heart, a woman or a man that has a new start, that he's given a new heart and all new parts. So I ask you right now, are you ready to take off that mask and allow God to rise in you so that you can have a new start? And that was just what he gave me earlier. And because earlier this week, I was talking to a young lady who was dealing with some insecurities in relationships with, I don't know if he's cheating on me. I don't know what's going on here. Just having insecurities. And us being saved, we have insecurities that we try and cover up with a mask. So when I begin to think about a mask is worn to conceal, to cover up, to hide behind. And some of the masks that we wear, it's because of guilt, bitterness, anger, insecurities, embarrassment, disappointment, or grief. When you wear a mask, it's like you're hiding. And sometimes we're hiding from others, but sometimes we're hiding from ourselves. We've been hurt by someone, and so we put on a mask to say, okay, I'm okay, I got together, I'm gonna smile today. But really, we're dying inside. We're hurting, we're abused. A young lady approached me and said, you know, I act one way when I'm at church, and I act another way when I'm with my friends, and then I act another way when I'm all by myself. She said, is something wrong with me? What's going on? And it's because she doesn't know who she is She doesn't know whose she is. So once you know whose you are, then you know who you are. That's what a lot of us deal with. We don't know, we don't realize that I'm a child of the living God. I'm a child of the King. So therefore, I live without lack. Therefore, I'm created beautiful in his likeness. Therefore, he has shaved off of me the things of this world, the things that I've been holding on to. If I just let go, those things will be gone and they will be no more. And we don't realize that those things will hold us back from getting closer to God. They'll hold us back from going deeper in his word. They'll hold us back for so many different reasons. And we don't realize that that is what we're missing. We're missing God to take all those things away from us so that we can truly take a stance and say, God, I want to be all that you created me to be. We hide behind a mask of things that happened in our childhood. And we say, oh, no, I'm over those things. But you're still acting that way that you first started. When that thing happened, I'm fine. I'm fine. And you're looking fine. Everything's looking good. But on the inside, you're thinking about it later when you're by yourself. You're hurt. You treat people a certain way because you've been treated that way. And that's not the way we're supposed to be. That's not the way we're supposed to act. We're going to go ahead and get in the word. We're going to get into 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. It says, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet crushed. We are perplexed, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body and dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in this body. So we may get hurt. We may get beat up a little bit. But that's not how God wanted us to be. He'll allow us to go through some things so that once we get through that thing, we can share it with someone else. Because we will come across a lot of different people's path and they're going through the same thing that we already went through or we're going through right now. And if we're holding on to that mask and we're hiding behind it and we don't take it off, we're passing up that opportunity to show someone the love of Christ. We're passing up showing someone what we went through. You may say, oh, I don't want to show my business. I don't want to show. But you showing your business, telling your testimony of what you've been through is what someone else might be going through. It might be just what they need to hear just to help them say, okay, you know, it's not a plaything anymore, but this is real. It's a real relationship. This really happened to them, and it's happening to me, and I know it, I can give it to God, and He'll help me. A mask sometimes is like a Band-Aid. It's a quick fix. You put it on there to, it helps you, it heals you a little bit, and God is the one that heals completely, but we put it on just to cover up. If you had a back cut, you're not just going to keep letting it bleed. You're going to cover it up a little bit. So when you're hurting, you put on that mask. I'm going to cover up just a little bit. I don't want no one to know I'm hurting. I don't want no one to know I'm really going through this. And when you're putting on that mask, you're lying about what's going on. You say, oh, I got it all together. I'm doing good. But I'm lying when I get with this group. And that's not what God wants us to do. You try and put on a front when you're around certain people. To say, oh, okay, I'm cool. I'm with the in crowd. I'm gossiping, yeah. I'm at work. None of my church family knows that I'm doing this. But you need to realize that God is everywhere at the same time. God knows what you're doing. And the people you're gossiping with are probably the ones, are the main ones you need to pray for and the ones you need to be an example for. Say, oh, no, let's not talk about it. Let's pray. And I can say we because I know I've fallen in that myself. But we need to step away and say, no, I'm not talking about them. We need to just pray about that situation. It's going to be hard, but it's something we need to do to show the people around us, yes, I'm safe. I'm not just saying it, but I'm going to live it. And we have to take a stance and really stand on God's word and know that he's going to move. and that he's in control. We're going to go to Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 12 through 17. It's a little longer one. We have it, say amen. All right. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put your tender mercies, your kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone who has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the perfect peace of God rule in your hearts, and to each also you be called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to the Father through him. See, there were some key points in there. The words he said at the beginning, in tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. And it says forgiving one another. That part right there is what we usually always look over. Because that's one hard thing for us to do, is to forgive. To forgive. We hold on to something. Someone did us wrong, and we hold on to that. And it'll be hard for us to really let it go. But God, he forgives us every day. We lie. We hurt him. And he forgives us time after time. But when our brother hurts us, we're like, I don't even deal with that person. And we hold on to that. We don't want to forgive them. But we can't really move on, and we can't really take another step forward until we really forgive that person. Take a moment and think about, is there someone that I hurt that I didn't forgive them and I haven't accepted their forgiveness? Because a lot of times it's on the other foot. Maybe someone hurt us and we don't want to forgive them, but at the same time, have we manned up and went to say, I'm sorry, I hurt you. Please forgive me. A lot of times we don't want to admit to our wrongs, and we don't take that step and say, I'm sorry, I hurt your feelings. Please forgive me. No, we don't do that. We say, oh, shake it off. They'll be all right. Or we think, oh, that's something petty, and we try and move on past that. But you never know, it's the smallest thing that'll hurt one person the most. Think about that. So these masks that we wear. The last scripture that I have is Genesis chapter 3. And before I read this, we all know the story of Adam and Eve. And we hear people joke about it. Oh, it was the woman that made them do it. And we think about that all the time, but we're not focusing on that. We're going to focus on what they actually did and how they begin to put on a mask of fear, because that's also a mask. So we're going to go ahead and get into that scripture. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6. We have it, say amen. All right. So Genesis 3. In chapter 3, verse 6, it says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eye, and that the tree desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then their eyes both were opened, and they knew what they did, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam said to his wife, hide yourselves in the presence of God and among the trees of the garden. And then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." The first thing they felt was they were exposed. The second thing they felt is they were guilty. And that's the first time man experienced fear, because they realized that they were naked. And then they realized that they did something they weren't supposed to do. God told them not to do that. And what did they do? They did it. And then what they do? They sewed the leaves together to try and hide up. And that's us. We do something wrong and then, oh, let me put on this mask real quick. Let me hide what I'm doing. Let me pop that mint in my mouth so I don't know, let no one know I was smoking. Let me put on this fresh outfit so no one will know that I hurt myself today. What are you hiding behind the mask? What are you trying to cover up? Maybe it's something from the past. What are you hiding behind? What are you masking up today? Take some time to examine yourself and see, am I wearing a mask? Do I act the same way everywhere I go? Am I talking the same way everywhere I go? Am I portraying Christ in everything that I'm doing? Yeah, I think about that. When I'm mad, when I'm angry, when I'm happy, am I still showing the love of Christ? I heard someone say before that maybe we're not rich because we don't know how to spend that money wisely. That's the same thing with this. We don't know how to act the right way because we haven't been pleasing to God. So being pleasing to God, he will give you the desires of your heart. And he's not giving you those things because you're not acting right. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing consistently. Some of us may wear masks just part-time, but that's still you wearing a mask. You say, oh, well, mine's small. I just have the one where it just covers your eyes. You're still wearing a mask. And we have to realize that God looks not on the outward, but on the inward. So as much as we try and wear a mask and we cover up, God still sees our heart. And God sometimes will even give men and women of God wisdom and intuition and insight to see through those masks. Because I've seen Marquise break someone down a few times. Not saying he was like, oh, da-da-da-da-da. But he was like, that's not the real you. What are you doing? Why are you acting like that? And if God reveals that to us, how much more is he standing there saying, why are you doing that? Why are you acting like this? That's not really you. That's not really you. When are you going to stop fronting and be the real you? The last story I have, sorry, I'm not before you long, but this is what God gave me. And the last story I have is kind of, I'll try and keep it condensed, but it's a story about a young lady. She went through some things in her childhood. First, she was abused emotionally and just physically some by her father. And she was abused by him, so then she felt guilty. She felt like she wasn't good enough, and she put on a mask. Then she was abused by her siblings. Oh, you're not good enough. You're fast anyway. So if someone was to get with you and rape you, it wouldn't just be them raping you. You would be letting them. She put on a mask. Then she was told by her teachers, you'll never amount to anything. You're not going to be anything because you can't read. So she put on a mask to hide those wounds. to try and fit in, to act like she was okay. She just started trying to act out in class so she wouldn't have to read. She was like, okay, let me get kicked out of this class, then I won't have to do that. So she tried to hang with the wrong crowd and do things she wasn't supposed to be doing. She started acting out. And as life went on, then she ended up getting raped. And she couldn't tell anyone because she said, if I go to my family, they're the ones that told me I was fast. They're the ones that look down on me, and I can't tell them. So she was smart enough, so she got herself checked out. Everything was fine. But she still was dealing with the hurt from her family. She still was dealing with the pain from the past, from the teachers, from her siblings, the people that are supposed to be closest to her. And it took her a while to actually let that go. But she began to mature and go through different things, and she started kicking it. She is in college or high school now. So she's tried to fit in with the wrong crowd, and she's putting on masks because she's still going to church. Her mom raised her in church, so she was like, okay, I'm going to go to church. And so she's going to church, and she's putting on a front in front of the church family to make them think she's saved, and she got it all together. Yet during the week, she's getting drunk. She's wanting to get high. She's wanting to be out there and be with everyone else. Because being at home, she didn't feel loved. She felt like she was the outcast. So she had all these masks on. And finally, she got to her breaking point. When she had to say, okay, God, I know you have more for me. And I'm ready to take off all the masks. And as she began to take off the mask, he began to just love on her, and she began to feel his presence. And she began to cry out, and she said, God, I want to know the real me. And she cried out time and time, I want to know the real me. And he began to just continue to strip off things of her. And as she began to try and look at herself in the mirror, she couldn't even recognize who she was because she had been covered up for so long, because she was weighed down by the lies of the world for so long. She was weighed down by the generational curses for so long that she didn't know who she was. She didn't know her purpose. She didn't know that she was handpicked. She was selected by God. So she began to just cry out to God, and as he began to continue to take off the mask, because she had so many masks, she had so many hurts and wounds, God began to just cover her. And he was telling her all the time who she was, who she was supposed to be. And finally, her ears were cleared so she really could hear. And he said, I chose you to be a leader, to be a trendsetter, to be a woman of virtue, a woman of integrity, a woman that is sold out for me. I chose you to be a mother, to do different to your children than you were done to. I chose you. And she was like, God, but who am I? Who is it that you want me to be? And what is it that you want me to do? And so finally, as her ears were unplugged and she could hear clearly, God said, look in the mirror. The person I created you to be is the person I named you. And that is precious. He said, I named you for a reason. And now I've given you a purpose to stand up to that name and own it. He said, I created you to be precious. You had to go through the fire. You had to be refined. You had to be tried and tested. You were kicked and bruised and hurt. And he said, I chose you. And I've given you a purpose. And so now you can take all the mask off. And you can really be free. And know that I chose you. Is there any mask that you're wearing today? Don't let another minute slip by with you acting like something that you're not. But allow God to remove that mask and show you who he created you to be. Who he created you to be. Who he created you to be. Who he created both of you to be. And who he created both of you to be. Know that God created you for a purpose. God doesn't make junk, and there's nothing that gets broken that he cannot fix. God is not a God that will just kick you to the curb and keep it moving. But he's a God that's forgiving. He's a God that's loving. He's a God that's always present. So in that midnight hour when you're like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I don't know what to do. I'm not seeing results. I encourage you to hang on a little bit harder. Begin to pray a little bit harder. Begin to press a little longer into his presence. And watch, you'll get your breakthrough. You'll get your breakthrough. Amen? Let's stand and let's pray. Does anyone want prayer today? All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for just bringing it to our attention that we may be wearing a mask that we only can wear for so long. God, we ask that you begin to reveal to us the mask that we have on our lives and reveal to us the reason we're wearing those masks. God, that we would lift those things, we would take them off, and we would begin to see the true identity you have given us. And that we'll be able to walk in newness of life. We'll be able to walk the way you want us to walk and talk and speak and carry ourselves. That we'll understand that it's all about a relationship with you and a lifestyle with you. And that we would continue just to fight the fight of faith, standing and leaning on your word and your word alone. God, we ask that you just keep us and just watch over us and help us to never leave your presence, but keep us safe as we leave this place. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you very much for listening to the message. I hope your life was touched. I hope God spoke to your heart. If you want more messages, you can reach us at newcreationcc.blogspot.com, or you can go to itunes.com and download other podcast messages. Also, if you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is area code 206-402-3118. And our email address is newcreationcc@comcast.net. We look forward to hearing from you. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.